This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the USA election. A movement can always beat a machine. The election was over early, just not the way many had expected. I'd always argue that regardless of the polls and pundits, the election was going to be close. But I'd also argue that I thought Clinton would win. Now, I will have to substitute the word thought for hoped. I'd also argue that I hoped Trump would be the Republican nominee because he might be the only candidate Clinton could beat. I now may have to rethink that and revise my analysis because Trump and his unique campaign may have been the only candidate that Clinton could not beat. The bottom line is pretty clear. A real movement can always beat a machine. When you have almost vastly unpopular candidates in the contest, making everything relatively equal in that regard, a genuine movement can always beat even the best financed and well-oiled machine. As progressives, we have to understand the simple facts. With courage, this could have been us. In fact, given the closeness of the contest between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination, it almost was us. As organizers, we have to give Trump credit for his willingness to unabashedly embrace a movement and his place in it. He argued a case for the abandoned and left behind by the economy. He railed against the adverse impacts of trade and globalization. He argued for jobs for the jobless. He made a better case against Wall Street and the Washington establishment. These are all our issues. A populist is someone who puts the people first, and as unlikely as Trump was as the bearer of that message, this was our message. The contest in coming months on the right and throughout the establishment will be to see who can best capture Trump's heart and soul to make him fit the usual mold better. We actually need to push him on the claims he's made to deliver change to our constituency, if we want to reclaim it. We need to push the demands of huge blocks of those who feel suddenly disenfranchised by this counterattack by the white and rural and too much of the working class, women, Latinos, and African Americans. These are also our constituencies, and Trump is vulnerable to all of them in trying to convert his movement to governance. We know these problems and their fragility because we faced it repeatedly. We saw how rapidly the movement behind Obama dissipated. Trump may be a horse less easily broken to the bit, and in the space the effort is being made to control him right now, we have huge opportunities if we're able to seize them. Make no mistake, this new world order in America will hurt millions if allowed to settle and concretize or be usurped by the far right. So we really don't have much choice. This is ride or die time. Disruption forces realignments. Chaos provides opportunities, but only those moving hard and fast to take them and create change out of the turmoil. We have to engage the struggle where we find it, and Trump has now created the new conditions for engagement, and we now have to adapt quickly and organize the alternative paths for new movements to take hold and win before the door closes and the opportunities are once again lost. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.